did you stand there all alone?
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian today. It's okay. You can join me on the phone lines. Share your tangent with me. 844-967-2789. So as we were wrapping up last segment, discuss a little bit about the chips bill that was voted against by one of Wisconsin's two senators. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, Republican from Wisconsin, voted against the bill that would have invested, well, will invest, excuse me. This is what it's going to do. It's going to invest billions of dollars into the computer chip manufacturing here in the United States, make the country more competitive with China, help alleviate some of the supply chain problems, and allow us to be able to have dependence on those vital computer chips for years to come. If we have to, hopefully we won't have to, but pending future surges of the COVID-19 pandemic or other viruses, give us some more stability in the economy. Ron Johnson voted against it, but it was pretty interesting the fact that it came to be on the Senate floor, because apparently Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that if reconciliation was alive, so the reconciliation bill, something that Democrats in the Senate can use to attempt to pass legislation with 51 votes, go around the filibuster, it's got to have budgetary means, but if that was alive, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans weren't going to go forward with a bipartisan deal on the computer chip topic. They didn't want to do it. They weren't going to do it if reconciliation was alive. A few days ago, Joe Manchin pretty much signaled that reconciliation was dead. A lot of Democrats and any political observer talking about Joe Manchin and this stance that he took on that. It was effectively stalling an aspect of the Biden administration's legislative agenda. But because of that news, Mitch McConnell was like, okay, we'll work with you and we'll get this computer chip bill passed. Billions of dollars investing in the computer industry here in the United States. And so they passed it yesterday. Ron Johnson was one of 33 senators voting against it. Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin's other senator, voted for it. And it passed the Senate 64-33. And today, or as I've been on the air, the House just passed it. I believe 24 House Republicans joined the Democratic majority and also passed it. So another overwhelming success of bipartisan legislation heading to President Joe Biden's desk. And Ron Johnson voted against it again. Ron Johnson, to the best of my knowledge, has not voted for a single piece of the bipartisan legislation that has been accomplished by the Biden administration and the current House of Representatives and U.S. Senate. And after that bill passed the Senate last night, or yesterday afternoon, last night, Joe Manchin and Senator Chuck Schumer struck a deal on reconciliation.
That guy sucks, man. Which, I mean, like, this is great, but God.
Which, I'm not gonna, you know, sing the praises. And
that's
and
what I'm saying.
It's got to pass. It's got to pass
you.
First, but I think Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pulled a fastball on Mitch McConnell. I'm curious to know if Mitch is slipping in his old age.
I also think this is really indicative of Manchin's game, which is that he gets reelected by being the spoke in the Democratic wheel, right?
Not like, even that, though, but he's the kingmaker for all of these bipartisan proposals. You can't get a bipartisan proposal done without Joe Manchin, but you also can't get reconciliation done without Joe Manchin.
And he eats this stuff up because every time he delays something, says, no, the Democrats are
but
being
Chuck
radical.
Chuck Schumer used it to his advantage and pulled a fast one on Mitch McConnell.
Which
and so not only do we get a huge bipartisan legislative accomplishment for the Biden administration, that we're going to see the investments in the computer chip manufacturing industry here in the state of Wisconsin, but we're also going to get a reconciliation bill now that it sounds like that is going to invest billions of dollars in climate, in reducing inflation, and a number of other topics that are crucial to be able to address the problems we're seeing right now. And they're going to call it the Inflationary Reduction Act. And I find it fascinating for any Republican in 2022, right before the midterm elections, that they're going to have the gall to vote against the Inflation Reduction Act. So I'm seeing some life out in Washington, D.C. I'm not gonna count any of the chickens before they hatch, but it's very, very nice to see that there is another bipartisan. That one we can, I believe President Joe Biden's going to sign it. It's going to his desk. The CHIPS Act is going to his desk.
He can't afford not to.
No, and so he's going to sign that. And he's got a bipartisan legislation passed on common sense gun reform, on infrastructure, and now on the computer chip manufacturing industry. He's racking up the bipartisan legislative accomplishments, which is what Joe Biden ran on. So it's a pretty interesting time to keep an eye on what's going on in D.C. We're going to get back to the phone lines. We got our friend Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's just a stunning and wonderful, wonderful a list of accomplishments. And, you know, feel free to go over them again and again, because repetition matters. We need to know what was accomplished in this if we can get it signed, the last bit. No snarls at the last minute. But I would like to point out that Senator Johnson's refusal to support this chip industry bill, think about it. What's the future? Isn't the future computers, chips? Wouldn't it be nice to have that industry here, and not only just in our country, but in our state?
And we saw what a chip shortage does. We're seeing it now.
Exactly.
Used cars, computer components. I mean, it's all just, oof, we need it.
And he voted against it. And that tells you something about this man and the future of our state. We can't afford it. The woman that you quoted, Kathy Gallagher, she's a writer, and she also is an executive director for a nonprofit called FiveLakesInstitute.org. And it is all about how the Great Lakes is uniquely situated to be an industrial hub for chip manufacture and high-tech manufacture as we go ahead in the world. And it's, you know, the dead weights of Mr. Johnson are not going to help us as we move into this future. And, boy, people need to look at it. Somebody voting against chip manufacture in the United States, it's amazing to me that someone could be so backward. So we need some change, folks, and elections are just around the corner. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your show.
Appreciate your call, Joe. And it's going to be interesting. And I'm hoping we're going to see some potential ads out there, because the fact that the incumbent senator here in Wisconsin, pretty purple state, as purple as you can get, we are a bellwether for the entire country. We have voters that like to see compromise, the bipartisan nature of a lot of these legislative accomplishments that Joe Biden has overseen. And Senator Johnson has voted against bipartisan common sense gun reform, bipartisan infrastructure, and now bipartisan computer chip manufacturing. Those are three huge things that we should have a U.S. senator that's in favor of those. But we'll continue to keep an eye on those races and all the headlines. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. But if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab and go down to Dueling Tangents. Follow the show on Twitter @Dueling Tangents. We will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.